Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Andy Collinsworth from Sonoma State University. I'm really pleased to be able to hear your performance this evening at the CMEA Band and Orchestra Festival at Cal State East Bay. Really enjoyed listening to the intermediate group a few minutes ago, and just really impressed with the size and instrumentation of your ensembles here. You look fantastic up on stage. We've got a veritable sea of strings. And I'm looking forward to your performance here of Ellis Island. Maybe a little bit more point on that that eighth note. Da, da, da. And then really sit back on that and of the beat, on the dotted rhythm. It's a great sound basis. I'd like to hear the cellos match the crispness of the articulation and separation at 11. It's a beautiful solo. Had a lot of panache, a lot of style. Careful here that it's absolutely risoluto, which means resolved, no rushing at all. Zekatapatapatapapi, uber rhythmic. Boy, I'll tell you what, the balance and blend of this group is really phenomenal. Oh, nice. Da, 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 da. Yeah, a little bit more pointillistic, if you will, with your articulation there, Celli. Good work. Nice. Okay, that's more the idea. Boy, this group plays so well. There's just a little bit of rushing that's happening on some of these syncopated lines. Good, really nice intonation here. Yeah, cellos continue energizing that half note at the end of measure 64 across the bar. It's in the middle of a phrase, and you want to need some direction of line there. Violins, maybe a little bit more transparent sounding here. Stay inside the sound of the cello. Could be just that the cello's really pointed almost perpendicular to my position in the audience. I would have liked to have heard the cello maybe a little bit more prominent in the balance. Cool. Yeah, this has a really good style. Mm-hmm. continue energizing Bo Speed into right into measure 95. Anyway, any chance of getting the piano part of the sforzando gesture even softer? Da 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 da. What a cool piece. Wait, you do think so many things well. I'm being super nitpicky, but you guys, you know, you're doing so many things well. Just with style, with that, I think if there was any way to play with a little bit more distinction, that would be just lights out. Knock your socks off. Wow. It's a little muddy. It could be this hall. You guys are maybe probably a little tired. You're the last group of the night. I mean, it's really good play, you guys. The pitch center is there. The, you know, balance of the group. You hear all of the lines. The challenge with that is all about rhythmic precision, articulation precision. This pedal point that's in the cello's and the string bass, the F sharp pedal. Make sure we're playing with the lightness. It's marked a whole dynamic softer than the violins and violas. Whenever you play an odd grouping like a quintuplet, think of it in terms of the smaller number first. 1-2-1-2-3-dom, ba ba bi ba ba ba. So there's this sort of this natural feeling like that those notes melt. 1-2-3-1-2-3-ba-bom. So really, measure at the end of bar 12, that's a septuplet, isn't it? 1-2-3-1-2-3-ba-bom. Yeah, it's like we're rushing through that quintuplet. And then maybe just a little more even paceness. Even pacing, excuse me, is necessary. Pardon me. That's such a great sound, and the cellos and bass is bravo. You're doing a really lot of expressive musical things, not only in terms of dynamics, but also in terms of rubato playing. Bravo. Super musical. Well done, violas and seconds. Bravo. Okay, not quite together. Do-do-do-do. Yeah, so it's just got to be precisely on the end of the beat, doesn't it? Beautiful moment there, guys. Lord. Yeah, make a big moment out of that gesture of their bases. Bigger moment. What a gorgeous piece of music this is. I'm really enjoying listening to this. You know, I'm thinking about this as a conductor, how we can better show that. And we really need the gesture of syncopation, so a little rebound on beat four. So if you plant it on beat four and then have no rebound with the left hand, upward rebound after the ictus, that might better show the players when to play that on the and of the four. I'd be happy to, if you want to, you know, we could chat about that a little bit more. That's a definitely a conducting dilemma there. That's it, cellos, yeah. So the important notes, cellos in 52 and in 54, beat three, but a little stretch on that note. That's an agogic accent. The listener wants to feel beat three, the first of those eighth notes. Same thing here. Slight stretch. It's really incredible. I have to tell you, too, how wonderful it is as an adjudicator to be able to talk about upper-level music-making things as opposed to, you know, intonation, finger placement, bow direction, etc. You have a really great teacher here who's super musical and is conducting, and it's clear he's a first-rate teacher who's prepared you well. So hats off to him and hats off to the work that you folks have done. Okay. And this is the Nelly Bell. Václav Nelly Bell. I hate these scores. These open scores that have, I wish they would just put the rests in. Okay. Thank you. It's a wonderful sound. The mute's in. That's incredible intonation, you guys. What an incredibly sensitive moment there. Beautiful. Yeah, keep the shimmer up, violas. Yeah, really move the vibrato. Sensitive entrances and exits of sound. Yeah, same thing here, Jelly. Everybody, multi vibrato, move that finger. Vibrate the string. Arrive into this moment at 37. It sounded a little bit abrupt with the change of dynamic. Yeah, keep it super square. Yeah, the repeated notes tend to want to get me just a little bit rushed. Yeah, very pointillistic. Absolute precision. Beautiful duet, guys. Maybe just a little bit higher in pitch. I'd like to hear at this end the quarter notes maintain more of the style that you presented before, so a little bit more definition, maybe a little bit more space between the quarter notes. Really nice performance. This is really mature playing, really at the high school level. Fantastic. I am just so impressed with your playing. The literature that you're playing really just displays your superior musicianship. It's high school level literature that you're playing. So. I'd love to be the orchestra teacher of the high school that you go to. Just overall, really amazed with the quality of teaching and music making that's happening here. I have to tell you, I was sitting here listening sometimes thinking, this is not a junior high orchestra. And I wasn't listening to it like that, and I wasn't talking to you, I hope, like you were a middle school orchestra. Hats off to you guys. Bravo for a great performance. Keep up the good work. Hats off to your teacher, too. Make sure that you thank him for all of the hard work and dedication and passion that he puts into making you guys top-notch musicians. Thanks again. Enjoyed your performance.